welcome to another episode of Ask an Assistant, the podcast for executive assistants and the people that love us, like you. Thanks so much for listening today, everybody. I'm your host, Jess Lindgren. Let's get to work. This week's question comes from esteemed colleague, Josh. Josh asks, "Hey, Jess, do you have any tips for celebrating Administrative Professionals Day?" What a great, timely question, Josh. It's one that people have wrestled with since its inception in 1952. During my career, I have seen some of the best celebrations where every administrative professional was given a gift budget for something that they wanted and would love and use, plus professional development budget, resources like books and courses that are helpful to the role, on top of annual pay increases, which just so happens to be what happens at the job that I have now. Some of the very worst of the celebrations in quotes, mind you, that I've witnessed include an executive telling their EA, "Don't worry about it, I've got a handle on Administrative Professionals Day," then giving every woman, think everyone, from the VP of sales to the director of HR to the CFO, every woman in the organization gets a gift, usually flowers from a gas station or grocery store, or a box of candy that they picked up on the way to the office that day, even if they're not administrative professionals. Like, just yikes. Yikes. Leave that to somebody who knows, maybe. I've also sat through really demeaning presentation of gifts, like to the whole administrative staff, things that I personally can't participate in due to dietary restrictions, like milk chocolate or a pizza party. I've been on the receiving end of stilted speeches from senior management in front of the whole office that feel like an obligation rather than an actual display of praise for a job well done, something that I personally would way prefer to be given in private. I will say that I am so glad to see the larger conversation in recent years for Administrative Professionals Day and or week to be used for professional development and pushes for better benefits and pay. Less flowers and gifts, more resources that benefit the company and the employee. Like, that's really what it boils down to. I'd love to talk briefly about the folks who brought Administrative Professionals Day and or week into being, the International Association of Administrative Professionals, or IAAP for short. Scholarly journal Wikipedia tells us that the IAAP was formed in Kansas City, Missouri in 1942 as the National Secretaries Association. The name of the organization was changed in 1982 to Professional Secretaries International and in 1998 to its current name. I would also love to hear from the IAAP directly as to the intention of the day and or the week, per their website. Skip the flowers and treats. This day was started by IAAP in 1952 to provide administrative professionals a collective voice. The administrative profession deserves a seat at the table as a partner, The administrative profession deserves a seat at the table of business as a partner, not a minute taker. Admins should not expect to be recognized during this weekend day, but instead should use this time to speak up and ask for things that they need to be successful, like commensurate pay and professional development opportunities. Why? Because the success of admins makes the businesses they support more efficient. If time is money, admins are worth their weight in gold. So definitely something, I think I've touched on it in previous episodes, some of the stuff that I recorded back in 2021, and I've definitely been meaning to spend a little bit more time getting to know the IAAP, and that's definitely one of my goals for this year. They have quite a large following on LinkedIn, 40-some thousand plus folks follow the page. They host annual conferences and programming in various locations. I understand that they also have a magazine, like an actual publication that they still make. So definitely something that I'm interested in learning more about in 2024 and beyond. But back to Administrative Professionals Day and or week, there are no right answers. And I know that it can really feel like there are wrong answers when it comes to marking the occasion. While a gift can be nice in roles past, it was really awkward when I was the executive assistant in the C-suite. And I am talking about a literal suite of fancy offices behind locked doors that only a handful of folks in the company had access to. I would be the person buying gifts based on what the CEO thought was appropriate for like each person's seniority with the company, and then being given a very above and beyond token of appreciation from them in turn. Like if everybody else got a single flower on their desk that I would stay late to put out on their desk, and a shared pizza party that I would then order and arrange for the next day, I received every year that I was at this company a very expensive custom floral arrangement. I got taken out for a private one-on-one lunch with my CEO at the country club, and I was usually given a piece of Tiffany jewelry. The inequity, to say the least, felt really awkward, and I definitely did my best to keep it to myself when that was happening. On the other side of the coin, one of my favorite years marking the occasion, I was working at a different company. I got to order gifts for, I think we had roughly like 45, maybe 50-ish administrative professionals spread across several offices. I think we had five or six countries, a presence in five or six countries at the time. On top of the gifts, each country celebrates the day in different degrees and at different times. So when the gifts showed up, the gal in Paris specifically was just like, "What was this for, Jess?" And I was just like, "Oh, it's administrative day, but don't let everybody else know because yours was early." So it was really fun to get the reactions from everybody. And on top of getting the gifts, I set up an internal networking session for all of us to get together. It was definitely something where being across five or six countries and multiple time zones, it was hard to get us all together. So we took turns staying up late or getting up early to get us all into the same space. A couple of years later, when we had an all hands meeting where everybody got to come to the same location, we had our own, a few private sessions for just the administrative people, which was so great to get to spend time with people that you really only knew through Zoom. And on top of the gifts and the networking session for all of us, I also got to hire a few speakers and do a training session for all of us. And everyone was so surprised. We learned a ton from the speakers, and it was just a really special project that, excuse me, that I still think about every year when Administrative Professionals Day comes around. All of that said, Josh, back to your question about tips that I have for celebrating the day and or week, which I should actually look up the date. Administrative Professionals Day is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. That is why I said it was timely, because it's coming up next week. So next week is Administrative Professionals Week, and Wednesday is the day. So the tips that I have for you, Josh, and everybody listening, step one, start with thriving base wages when you hire. I'm talking like at or above market pay. You can do all the salary band research that you want. Go 5, 10, 15% above whatever that is. I don't want living wages. I want thriving wages. I want generous bonus structures. I want fair annual pay raises. If you're giving a 2% raise at your company, that doesn't keep up with inflation or the cost of benefits, which always goes up every year. Like my company specifically, they cover, I think, 75% of my premium, my monthly premium, which is extremely generous, but it definitely went up more than 2% last year in terms of the part that I cover. So, you know, and the company's percentage went up too. So just anything that you can do in terms of making the base package that people are eligible for higher, that's step one. Step two, set and respect boundaries. Don't ping your administrative professionals at 2 a.m. unless that's something that they have explicitly said they are okay with. In today's day and age, 2024, I turn my notifications off 95% of the time. So it really doesn't bother me when my executive leaves messages for me overnight for me to see in the morning. But I've definitely worked in situations in the past where that 2 a.m. ping warranted a very timely response. Lots of years of very poor sleep. I sleep so well these days. Step three, give administrative professionals a professional development budget. Just do it. That can mean anything from an all expenses paid conference. And I'm talking like transport. If they need to fly to get to that conference, you cover a nice, you can go Delta Comfort Plus. Doesn't necessarily have to be first class, but personally I'm 41, almost 42, and I've never flown first class. I'm ready for it. Pat, if you're listening, hit me up. Transport, meals, the best ticket that the event has to offer. I want that platinum ticket with all the recordings and the bonus sessions and all that good stuff. It can be that fancy. It can be a monthly membership to a program of the employee's choosing. There are lots of people out there doing really great stuff in the administrative space that have monthly coaching offerings. They have monthly, not monthly necessarily, but like a recurring subscription to their communities. That's something that I am also working on. So look for opportunities to work with me in the future. It can be something like that. It could be LinkedIn Learning. It could be a handful of books that they think would be really helpful. It could be one-off course enrollments throughout the year. Whatever it is that you have a budget for after you've given thriving wages and a good work-life balance, make room for a professional development budget. It's worth it. Step four, once steps 1 through 3 have been met, you can think about a gift or a lunch or whatever for Administrative Professionals Day. Personally, I'm partial to dark chocolate. I enjoy a deep red wine on occasion, and I love a good steak. I also love vegan food. People contain multitudes. Ask your administrative professionals what their preferences and expectations are so that when and if you do give any kind of gifts, whether it's for Administrative Professionals Day or a different occasion, a birthday, a birth or death in the family, you know what their preferences and expectations are so that it's something that they can use, eat, and enjoy. It is such a drag to be given a pizza party. I'm lactose intolerant. I can't participate in that. Plenty of people who are gluten-free, dairy-free, pork-free, any number of dietary restrictions, whether they're allergies, personally sacred held beliefs, anything like that, you just never know. So just find out what people's preferences and expectations are. I know that's like the third time I've said that in the last minute, but it's so important. And the only way you're going to find out is if you ask. Going along that same point, celebrate equally. It is so awkward when folks start comparing gifts, and it's even worse to find out that someone was left out entirely. It can definitely be a well-intentioned, it can be an honest mistake. It really can be, but definitely making things equally given out is a great place to start. And then if somebody does feel like they were left out, speak with them directly and then work to rectify that immediately. Some folks really love being recognized in the office. They love being recognized on that day. Some would rather be quietly recognized in private or not at all, but all of us, every single one of us administrative professionals would be thrilled and absolutely deserve to have steps 1 through 3 met or exceeded, Josh, and everyone listening. Okay? Didn't mean to get personal there, Josh, but I do feel very strongly about this, and I hope that's coming through. So that's my answer. You celebrate Administrative Professionals Day by supporting your administrative professionals from day one that they get hired in the company through the last day when they hand in their key card and their laptop. You give the administrative professionals in your life thriving wages, a good work-life balance, resources to evolve careers, and trust that the occasional gift is appreciated, but not necessary. Hiring new people is way more expensive than what I've outlined here. Invest in the good people that you find, so that you don't have to waste time, energy, and money to find someone new. If you're looking for some inspiration, you can look to shows like Jeopardy with folks who've been there for 40 plus years, musicians like Billy Joel, Bruce Springsteen, and Weird Al, who've had the same bandmates through thick and thin, on albums, on tours for decades. You can also look at tiny little two-person companies like mine, where the founder's been there for 15 years and his right-hand gal has been there for 10. So that's all for this week. I'd love to hear from any and or all of you at askanassistant.com. If you're thinking about coaching for yourself or the administrative professional in your life, I may have some slots coming up. Hit me up. We can talk about it. Something that I've been thinking about for a long time and something that I have been asked about many times over the years, and I am finally making time in my schedule for that. I would love to support any of you now or in the future. Looking forward to hearing from you at askanassistant.com. Please know in your hearts that I firmly believe the only stupid question is the one that you don't ask. Until next week, take care.